For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois' good, rich, black dirt is worth a little less. A new report unveiled yesterday at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur said farmland prices have dipped. It's still not cheap to buy good ground in Illinois. The report says land prices vary from $5,000 an acre for fair land to almost $11,000 for an acre of excellent farmland. Also, after almost a year of fighting over school funding, Governor Bruce Rauner isn't even waiting 2 days to sign the state's new school funding agreement into law. The governor will put his signature on the plan to create a new funding formula this afternoon in Chicago. The governor and Democratic lawmakers say the plan is historic, though critics say there are a lot of things that they don't like about the package. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. The IRS is warning about scammers taking advantage of the outpouring of generosity for victims of Hurricane Harvey. Anytime after a disaster, there's most definitely someone looking to take advantage of those willing to give. IRS spokesman Michael Devine says those looking to help people reeling from Hurricane Harvey need to be careful. Scammers are looking to divert donations to their bank account via official-looking emails, calls, and even solicitors at your door.
Be careful about giving out your personal and financial information to anyone who contacts you.
Devine says the best way to protect yourself is to take a closer look at the website that you're being asked to visit.
Make sure that they are well known and that you're not linking on your computer to a site that sounds like a well-known charity.
Taxpayers suspecting fraud by email should visit irs.gov and search for the keywords report phishing with a PH. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.